Wer ist anders gemein zu sich rabbi? Ich weiß nicht, 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 for Shabbos and Leil Shabbos, even though you daven before the Tzibur, and even though it's before sunset, as long as he has a flag mincha, once he daven Ma'ariv, he has the halacha of Shabbos. The Kulam is a Kabbalah Shabbos, and even though there are things that say you can make a condition by Adlokos Neivus, to say you don't want to do Kabbalah Shabbos, by davening Ma'ariv, which is explicitly saying, today's Shabbos is an unconditional Kabbalah Shabbos, and you are bound by 15 days. First is part of the Tzibur, and the majority of the Tzibur were Mekabel Shabbos. Then even the ones that were not Mekabel Shabbos automatically are also the Melachos. And a city that has many shuls, and then each one is an independent entity. If a person is one shul in town, and a person makes a break off million in the town, then he's bound by maybe shul that has two million. It happens to be that the early one is larger than the second one. So the discussion, we say, well, since it's part of one kehila, you go around the jar, and everybody has to make a Shabbos early. Reminds the Yashur, Paskin, that no, in this case not, because they're separate themselves into two separate entities. So if you give them, Adam, Shabbat, Le'ir, the Erev, Shabbat, Ra'kibu, Anshir, Yalim, Shabbat. The person came from out of the city, Friday afternoon, and once he gets there, everybody, he finds out that everyone's Mekabel Shabbos. Avisha Tayin Higam Gotham, even though Mekabel Shabbos is early. Moyeroz Moyes, Hashem Chavis, Manicha Lipo. He has Muksanin, he has to let it drop. You know, he's bound by of Shabbos, and therefore he has to get rid of the Muksan. See if you doubt it. He be Yoyna Mahunan Toyot, he will Choshe Shefa Shefa. With clarity, the people thought, that was already nightfall. He looked at the neighbors, some of them lived before the nightfall. His father was the Abish of Shabbos. So they thought it was already night, and the Zalman Myers. Achan is Pasha, often the Zalman Kama. And then the sun came out, so they made a mistake. Eyman Shri Chalak of the Pala Abish. Myers, they knew it, his father, Ishahoyam, he flagged Mincha Lamal. Then before, then Myers and Kabbalah Shabbos had to be asked to flag Mincha. So if it was only asked to flag Mincha, then the Shiva does not have to say, over Myers, even though they didn't mistakenly, they weren't really planning to do the Kabbalah Shabbos early. But since they did it at the right time, we look at it as a Kabbalah Shabbos. And it worked. Yochadush Tova Kabbalah Shabbos, last was followed to the Sabbath. That's a baby Kiddush. Why? Because that then, he davened Myers after 5 minutes, which is a successful sign for Myers. So he thought it was night. He didn't daven early as an extension of the day. And therefore, a baby Kiddush. Since his intention was the daven only if it's night. He did not daven it as a daytime Kabbalah, early Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore does not count, and he has to say the Shemone Esrei over again. The Shemone explains it's not about a person who always davened at night. You have to make sure he Shabbos, therefore it's clear that he didn't want it. The Kiddush of the Tzibur doesn't have to say it over again. And it's also Kiddush if they daven Mincha after plugging, and then they daven Ma'ariv from the Torah with night. And then after the daytime, so it's a full Sabbath clock minute. So normally say it's a contradiction. How does it start? If you decide that after clock minute is the night, why are you going to have a minute? If you decide that it's daytime, why are you having a night? So in this situation, once they daven, well, I'm not much sure if it's even, again, even though it didn't start it. So the Baal HaKhafili should avoid it. Well, then you see it's Malach. What about this Kabbalah the Torah is considered Kabbalah to cause them to have to refrain from Malach? In Tzir ben Yochan, Mutare, they call Shalatai to the Torah. So here, we have a case that a person davened Ma'ariv, before Shabbos, and says, Mitzvah Mutzvah B'Malacha. Even though we said before, since he said the word that Shabbos, what's the automatic Kabbalah, that's the reason to make it a Kabbalah. But here we know clearly it was a mistake, because he always only davened Ma'ariv when it's night. Now he davened in the daytime, he just thought it was night because of the cloud. We show you in, show you in, see the as soon as he's in Malacha, and Shabbos, and Vice Mutzvah. Some people will mark me that Hazokas Nevis is more of a Kabbalah Shabbos, then the tefillah itself. A tefillah shiva was the Torah. They say that a Kabbalah, a mice with Hadlocha is more stringent. Okay. So they hold, once again, Hadlocha's neighbors, even though we mentioned before you can make a condition by Hadlocha's neighbors, that's when you make a condition. For here, it was on the Torah, they say that it will count for Kabbalah's Shabbat. Shabbat says, according to one explanation, if one explicitly said words of Kabbalah Shabbat, the Mashiach Yom HaShabbat, then that also, according to the Tishayim, would say that love his neighbor, the Torah is considered a Kabbalah. What then, if you say the words on Kabbalah Shabbat, the Mashiach Yom HaShabbat, the Torah is also considered a Kabbalah. That's happening. Love his neighbor. I already said before, that when you have a key with the Dam Shmaneshri, the Torah is going to have to say over again. There's a special cooler for a tzeva, not the Mashiach HaTzeva. Once you lit a Shabbos candle, it's considered muktzeh, directly the mitzvah, and therefore, you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to add anything to it. What Rambam says, that the ones that say that the candle is muktzeh, is, according to the priest, if anyone says that by lighting the candle, considered to have a little Shabbos. And the reason why it's mukta for everybody is because once it becomes mukta for the mitzvah for the one who lives, mukta. Nobody can use it. Like in this whole situation, is machlokes, and if you need it, it's a mitzvah, it's going to be naked to use that. Those candles. The Supreme Court also says, where a person who lit a candle early and made a condition that he doesn't want to establish Shabbos, even so, since it was lit the shei mitzvah, you cannot use it for other uses. Not him, not anybody else.